You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 26.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com, and you can be notified when new shows are being released. Now, today I'm chatting with Zohar Galad, who is the co-founder and CEO of Instant Search Plus. And, you know, we're discussing search and merchandising for your Shopify store and kind of everything that you kind of wish to know but never really had the opportunity to ask. It's going to be tackled today. And you're going to learn, how you can seamlessly match kind of what shoppers want to buy with what you want to sell as a merchant. So let's jump into the show. Hi, Zohar, and welcome to the show.
Hello, and happy to be here.
On a high level, like, what does Instant Search Plus do, and kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Instant Search Plus is a platform for e-commerce conversion optimization that basically matches shoppers' buying intent with what merchants want to sell. And we do this through a number of areas. Search, which engages shoppers from the first character they type, predicting their intent, helps them find what they want faster with fast drop-down and filtered search page. Then through navigation, we have something we call smart navigation that increases the conversion of browsing shoppers. Not everybody know what they want to buy. So using what we learn from search and filters, we basically bring out the best in your collections. And then merchandising. Merchants have an idea, a pretty good idea of what sells, what doesn't sell, and what they would like to sell to their shoppers. So our merchandising module, which I'll talk about later, helps them to visually merchandise product and set rules in search, collection, and recommendation. So Instant Search Plus will match what the merchants want to sell with what shoppers want to buy. And we do all of this through a self-service platform that was designed to work and scale to hundreds of thousands of stores. Second thing, and this is actually why we really love working with Shopify, is that we designed this with the merchant in control point of view. No coding, no integration, no maintenance. It basically starts working from the get-go. I know it's hard to believe, but this is how it works.
That's awesome.
And then finally, and obviously everybody today has to use these words, we actually truly use this continuous machine learning and AI and automation to increase the effectiveness and lower the cost of the entire process. Some of the fastest growing brands have been using us, folks like Fashion Nova, Gymshark, Pura Vida Bracelets, Redone, Targus, Seven for All Mankind. We actually have more than 20,000 stores on Shopify and other platforms. We actually have another brand called SiteSearch that is used by Wix, serving over 400,000 stores.
Yeah, you know, and that's how I found out. Well, first of all, kudos on that. It's great that you have a lot of the premium Shopify Plus merchants that have, you know, made the decision to, use the Instant Search Plus feature. That's kind of how I learned more about Instant Search Plus was being in my role. I get an opportunity to kind of see what's going on, both app and marketing platforms that are connected to a lot of stores. And I noticed Instant Search Plus, started doing some investigation with the MSMs involved with those stores, and then could see the significant lift that happens by having, instead of the core Shopify search functionality, the significant improvement overall in the user's experience and conversion rate. And you're right, not knowing as a site visitor maybe not knowing exactly what you're looking for, and just dynamically in real time, the merchandising and the filters of how things are auto-populating. It's quite unique. I have quite a few merchants now that, based on seeing some larger merchants on Plus use it, I've now recommended it to a handful of merchants that absolutely love it. Tell me a bit about you and kind of your entrepreneurial journey so far, kind of leading up to launching the Instant Search Plus platform.
It depends how many hours we have now.
Well, 30 minutes for this episode.
Yeah. Okay. I spent about 20 years of my career in enterprise software as an executive and intrapreneur. I was an officer of a publicly traded company that was eventually acquired by Hewlett-Packard. But that basically is, you know, selling enterprise software to a very large organization, long sales cycle. You know, I traveled probably throughout all continents. Actually started quite a few products in the enterprise software space that are still kind of category leading today. And then after so many years, I got a call from someone I know for a long time, and we co-founded a company that does completely different thing. We basically co-founded a company that dealt with autocomplete for global search, something like, you know, when you type at Google something and you get the drop-down that is trying to guess what you were typing. And what we learned from that is that if you do this thing well enough, it actually increases conversion. People make more money because of that. So we said, well, you know, this is great, but there must be other uses for this technology. And so we thought of e-commerce and mobile, where we believed that this would be advantageous. And then we co-founded Instant Search Plus. Our company's name is actually Fast Simon, but we elected the name Instant Search Plus. We actually have a few patents. Some of them have been awarded to us. You know, when we started, we didn't know anything in e-commerce. We just knew that our technology was really, really good and helped people make more money. You know, essentially, when you sell products, you have three kinds of products. You have products that you sell on fear. So these are the products that, like security. If you don't buy our security products, then all kinds of bad people are going to do bad things to you. So you got to buy. And then there are products that you just have to have them. You know, people buy ERP systems like SAP. Nobody has ever been able to do a real ROI study on why this is so advantageous. You just got to do this because at a certain point, you have to have these infrastructure systems. And then there was the third type of product, which I found I really like. You buy our product, you make more money. As simple as that. And this was such a product. So we actually started by putting our products on Magento. People really, really loved that. They said, wow, your dropdown is so fast and it's so relevant. Why don't you do like a full-fledged search? Mm-hmm. So we did. And we added more features and we created this cloud-based search page with automatic filters. And people just couldn't understand how we do this so elegantly and automatically and really kind of make it very easy for the merchants. And then I think early 2014, we heard about this platform called Shopify. And we looked at it and we kind of fell in love with the point of view there because it was designed really for people to create their stores, you know, without the need to have so much development, et cetera. So we basically, we put our app on Shopify and, you know, that's where we started kind of this journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's 4 years now, I guess, on the Shopify platform, and 20,000 some merchants are currently using your solution. And it really is quite amazing, the partner ecosystem that Shopify has created. And, you know, it's clear, you know, if you go to Unite, the annual kind of partner conference, mm-hmm. that, you know, Toby and Harley and a lot of the partner people, you know, discuss that Shopify does 80% of commerce really well. It's that final 20% that needs to be, you know, fill in the gap, so to speak, with the right sort of marketing tech. And, you know, this is one of the pieces of the puzzle that maybe Shopify is choosing to not want to tackle, the merchandising and the search part of it. And because of that, it's very clear that there's, you know, a large adoption of Shopify store owners using your solution. So because they're getting the results out of it.
Yeah, I think that one point that is worth mentioning is the ecosystem. We work and support a large number of other developers that are using used by customers. So for example, I'll mention Yatpo, who has the review system through integration that is done behind the scene. We basically pull in all the results so they can be displayed in the search and could be filtered as well. And there are a lot more vendors like that, the bold applications that we integrate with to deliver basically a seamless experience to the Shopify merchant.
That's awesome. So let's talk about search then. So why is it so cool? Like what it's such an interesting topic that is, you know, brought up quite a bit by my merchants, but I just would like to hear your feedback on why you chose that industry. And it's just, it seems like such a neat market to be involved in.
Yeah. Well, there was this company started with a G that made a lot of money from actually search. But really, I think the heart of it, and this is why Google is so successful as well, is because search points to an intent, as clear as can be. The shopper lets the merchant know what she wants. And it could be something vague, as in jeans, or it could be very specific, as in dark blue high-waist skinny jeans. In either case, a good search app needs to understand the shopper intent, needs to predict it, and find the best possible match. And this is a challenge. It involves smart algorithms, and it involves a lot of experience, and it involves a lot of use cases, and obviously machine learning and AI. But once you get it right, it's amazing. Why? Because searching shoppers are your best customers. We know from data that we see across all those stores that on average, searching users convert 4x better than non-searching shoppers. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That's impressive. So are there any challenges with search? I guess on the surface, I just think about just the core search functionality. And I find that, you know, a lot of 404 errors or no collection of products found. And I think it gets involved with the user experience. It kind of interrupts that a little bit. So what do you see on your end for those kind of challenges?
So again, a really kind of deep subject, but it boils down to a number of elements. What are the keywords that the shopper used, and were there any spelling mistakes there? Then where, if at all, these keywords appear in the product data? If somebody, for example, is searching for denim, but your product data only has jeans in it, then a simple search is not going to find anything. Is the product in stock? And then how are you going to rank and sort the search results? Are you learning from what other shoppers are doing on the same store with these keywords and so on? And this is just the kind of the back end of it. Then the front end has to do with the display. How are you going to set your policy? Do you want to show products that are out of stock in search? Or maybe you want to show them all the time? Or maybe you just want to shove them to the end of the list? So they still appear, but they're kind of at the end of the list of product. And this is why Instant Search Plus can automatically sync not only with the product title, but also with SKUs and descriptions and vendors and tags and meta fields and even the variant options and so forth in Shopify. And the only thing you need to do in order to enable that is just to switch a toggle in our dashboard. For example, for many B2B businesses, sophisticated SKU search is a must-have because this is how their shoppers buy.
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I have a few merchants that, you know, have, you know, multiple thousands of SKUs, and they're more in the wholesale kind of B2B market. And now that they've implemented your solution, you're right. It's the and then they're buying multiple SKUs too, which is and multiple products at the same time. And so it's nice to be able to go quickly to it, and they have their own workflow. Whereas maybe core search doesn't have that, like simple search, as you call it, doesn't have that functionality. Whereas your solution does. I think that's great.
And the way that we approach this and solve this is on the back end through using a mix of algorithms, continuous machine learning, and improving the search and autocomplete results.
So let's talk about like what a merchant can do. So let's say I'm a store owner, and you know, I'm seeing the light right now that maybe the simple search is not the best kind of overall user experience. Is there anything that a merchant can do to kind of improve their data and just kind of make it more, I guess, findable for shoppers?
Yeah. So a few things. First of all, in Shopify, there's an excellent use case for special tags. You can do a lot by tagging your products with variant keywords, shapes, and forms to make them more findable. And obviously have a search app that can find them. You can do this with MetaFuels as well. Other things you can do in our app is use synonyms. For example, I mentioned earlier, denim and jeans. If your product says denim, then somebody is looking for jeans, they would not find it. So you can actually create a two-way synonym. So everybody who is going to use denim is going to get results for jeans as well, and vice versa. However, there are cases when you want to do one-sided synonym. In colors, it's pretty evident. So if somebody is looking for black, you want to show them colors that are called midnight, charcoal, dark, etc., that you have in your product descriptions. However, if somebody is already looking for charcoal, no need to show them black color. So this is why it's called a one-sided synonym. There is also, I think, a neat feature that we started doing about a year ago, which is an AI-based synonym. So our system is learning in the back end what shoppers are looking at, and it basically finds affinity between different things. So we noticed in a shoe store, for example, the shoppers were looking both at high heel and wedge. I have no idea what wedge is, but this is a suggestion that we make to the merchant to say, hey, you know, you can define those as synonyms, because we see that people who are looking at this are basically kind of looking at the same keywords. So a merchant just click a button and it will go into their synonym list so that it will serve other shoppers.
So far we've kind of talked about kind of what shoppers want to buy, but where do merchant preferences and kind of sales strategy come into play?
That's an excellent question. That's where merchandising enters. Merchandising is really about displaying the products in a way that would be most desirable for customers to buy. Under merchandising, we have a number of modules, and I will talk about a couple of them. The first is search query merchandising. It seems some people call it searchandising. As I mentioned, search will bring the best match product for a particular query based on search learnings. But what if the merchant has a better idea about what needs to be the first product per a particular keyword? And so search query merchandising lets the merchant either visually drag and drop, promote, demote, or hide any particular results within a set of results. So let's say that you're selling jeans and you have your one particular kind of jean that you want to sell today. You can actually drag and drop and push it to the top of the list so that when somebody types jeans, this particular product is going to show up. Another example is that you can set rules. Let's say that you're selling drones and drone parts. When a shopper searches for a drone, it's quite likely that the drone propeller would be first. Why? Because it's a very popular product. However, the merchant believes that if shoppers see the whole drone product first, then it will increase the likelihood to convert. So they can easily do this with a search query merchandising rule that would push the whole product drone first and then kind of the rest of the pack. Another use case would be a specific guidance for a manufacturer to a retailer for site search behavior. Believe it or not, these things exist. We actually had requests like that. Example, Rolex would stipulate that very specific behavior within the online store so that when shoppers type certain keywords like Rolex, then the search on the site should behave in a very specific way. They say what should appear and what should not appear. So the merchant can basically just use this search query merchandising, type Rolex, and then they can pretty much kind of visually drag and drop and set whatever is going to appear there so that they don't piss off Rolex.
Right. So this kind of searching then will resolve the product level sort of results. But what about collection merchandising as it relates to search?
So that's maybe the place to mention there are kind of two main shopping behavior. There is searching behavior or searchers who have an idea of what they're looking for. And we talk about kind of the solution for that. Then there are browsers, people who basically either kind of just kind of window shopping, or they cannot verbalize what they're looking for. So they're going to do this visually. And by the way, it could be that this behavior is going to alternate. So somebody can start browsing and then search, because they'll browse, they'll see something they like. They say, oh, this thing is called a black suede bag. So maybe I'll look for suede and see other products like it. So with collection merchandising, basically what we do is we allow the merchants to merchandise the entire collection. For example, in Fashionova, there's a group of merchandisers who come to work every day using our app. And what they need to do, they need to change the placement of products within collections. For example, they have new arrival products, they have back in stock, they have high inventory, they have low sales velocity, and more and more. So what this module does, it allows merchandiser automate the workflow, alerts, get visual display that allow them to do their job a lot more efficiently and effectively, be it on desktop or mobile. And once they're done, they can basically save it back to Shopify. So the new order of product and placement is reflected in the display of the Shopify collections. Now, other merchants may not have dedicated staff or may have very few merchandisers. So obviously, Instancer Plus can do the placement automatically based on the search popularity. And we call this one smart navigation.
Yeah, I have firsthand knowledge of having smart navigation activated versus manually doing it with a physical person and a merchandiser talking about sales velocity and, you know, new collection or new products in a collection and or clearance items that you want to promote higher above the fold or as part of the searcher's intent. But the smart navigation is quite interesting how that all works. And we'll talk about end of the show about how people can actually get a 30-day trial of this solution to actually try it on your store. Now, you've talked a bit about kind of the self-serve and kind of like, you know, an automation, but what about those that are a little more complex and require some customization? How do you fit into that realm?
Yeah, so true, our goal is to help in automation and make the power of technology accessible to non-techie merchants. But there are a few use cases, however, where merchants want to customize. Very common is the very particular look and feel that the merchants would like to get. Out of the box, Instant Search Plus inherits the CSS directly from the theme. That's automatic. But a lot of people would want to have very particular look and feel, pixel here and you know, line there and things like that. And they can do that very easily through CSS or JavaScript callbacks if they want to have something more sophisticated. This can be done by either the merchant's agency or developer, or we would do that as well. Another use case is Product Finder. For example, automotive parts vendors and manufacturers would sell by make, model, year. And this is a custom component that we offer to merchants, so they can do that. Unfortunately, every merchant has a different idea of what it should look like and what is the data feed that goes into it. So it is a custom component, but we do offer it, and we already have merchants using it. And finally, there are merchants who would like to have complete control, and they would like to have complete API programming. So instead of us rendering the results on screen, they would like to do this. An interesting use case for that is connecting our search API to a native mobile app. Mm. We have a few of the top merchants in Shopify who are in the process of doing it.
And you're right. I'm actually interviewing one of the partners, I believe, Tapcart, I believe, is one of the mobile app developers.
That's right.
And yeah. And they are quite popular on Shopify. And actually kind of reminds me too, more on a side note, is I've seen when you talk about kind of the make, model, and year being very particular for a product finder, I think another interesting use case is people that sell tires. It's a very similar kind of concept where you kind of put the, you know, yeah, the make and model of your car, and then it renders the available product based on the make, model, and year, and showing the tires and the availability, and then how you group those into you know, are they new, are they used, and do they come in pairs? Do you buy a four a set? And it's so interesting that you have that opportunity through the API to be able to have a really great user experience depending on whatever it is that you're trying to do search wise.
Yeah.
So we're nearing the end of the show. Do you have kind of any closing comments that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, maybe just in conclusion, I think we talked about the fact that search is the most important on-site conversion vehicle you can have as a merchant, because shoppers share their intent to buy with you. So make sure that you have a search box open and visible for them, and make sure that you have a search that fully serves all of your customers. Then on the other side is merchandising. This is basically your key to promote what you as a merchant want to sell. So you can entice your shoppers to buy with display and the order of products, both in the collections and in the search. And really it's about telling a story that they want to hear and go through and eventually buy. And number three, most importantly, you need to contact Instant Search Plus. If you have any questions, you can reach us at www.instantsearchplus.com. And I'm sure, Steve, that you have the entire list of other resources on the Shopify site that relates to Instant Search Plus.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely update the show notes. And so in your admin, you can literally search for Instant Search, and you can add this solution on to your store. And there is a very generous 30-day free trial for Instant Search. You can actually can try it. So either on your development store or on your live instance, because it takes, you know, a few moments to kind of crawl your store and kind of figure things out. And, you know, as Zohar mentioned, it uses the look and feel of your existing theme and kind of renders, you know, a very elegant, I might add, filters and the drop down with auto completes and stuff. It's really, really quite impressive. So if you've only know of the core Shopify simple search, you'll be pleasantly surprised that of kind of what you get instantly by adding the solution on. So, you know, thanks again, Zohar, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. It's a topic that a lot of people maybe are not on their radar as much as maybe as it should. And I think you've really shared some really good points that you need it, especially on a larger catalog, and there's some opportunities through automation and or if you have a merchandising person that can really help you know, elevate the user experience and help with conversion. So thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Zohar from Instant Search Plus. I highly recommend that if you're currently only using the default search functionality in Shopify, you and your customers will be well served to add this solution to your store. You know, it's time to kind of elevate your conversion opportunities through on-site search. What I found particularly impressive about this solution is that it's plug and play. Like literally, you add the app and the search functionality inherits your theme, the look and the feel all automatically. So the search is then on brand. It's extremely powerful kind of in helping site visitors kind of locate exactly what they might or might not be looking for. You know, and as a brand or store owner, you now have access to search analytics, which allows you to get some great insights like what your shoppers are searching for, what your shoppers don't search for, your most converted keywords by collection or by product, you know, a summary of shoppers' intent, keywords your customers aren't finding products, you know, which you could then add to allow future customers to find what they're looking for. And, you know, most importantly, how site search impacts conversion and revenue. And so I'll make sure that I update the show notes. You can head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/InstantSearchPlus, and that will redirect you to the App Store for Instant Search Plus. It's pretty easy. Instant Search and then the plus sign is easy to find in the App Store. And that will give you a 30-day free trial. So perfect timing to add it to your store and see the lift that you'll get. It's an exciting solution, so go check it out. And finally, I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners of the show. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and kind of exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you grow and scale with Shopify. Thank you for carving out some time today and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your journey in e-commerce entrepreneurship. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.